This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
Hi.
What up? How you doing?
Hi.
Fantastic.
No one asked you how you were doing. You answered yourself.
Oh, thanks. I'm actually kind of used to you not answering those silly kind of questions and just talking to myself.
Well, that's normal for you anyway.
Exactly. So.
Like all day you talk to yourself. That's why I don't even talk, because you talk to yourself.
Well, dealing with the toddler, I have to keep saying somehow.
She talks to you. It just doesn't make sense.
So I have to answer for her. See, you just made my point. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, honey, we can go to the store and then we can do... That's exactly how the conversations go.
Cereal.
Hungry?
Eat.
All right, so what do you want to talk about first? You want to do our usual TV or do you want
to... Well, we might as well get the TV out the way. I mean, Westworld, I don't really remember a whole lot about it.
What do you mean don't remember?
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of... It wasn't a great episode. It was kind of a... I mean, it confirmed the multiple timeline theory.
Yeah.
Not really, not in a confusing way, but they're showing. See, it's not confusing to me that this way, because they're just showing footage from the past and the present.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not super confusing. It's not like they're going back in time and shit like that. They're actually just saying, okay, we recorded this episode in 1981. We recorded this episode in 2012. Even though this is all in the future.
The way you just explained that, you're talking about Terminator. Terminator, for whatever reason, confuses the hell out of you.
Yeah, I don't like when they send people back in time from the future and shit like that. This
Why?
Isn't like that, because it's stupid.
What do you mean?
It's stupid.
Why?
Because it's dumb. I don't get it.
I don't understand how you don't get it.
Like Interstellar shit. Fuck that movie and fuck that confusing shit.
Why is Interstellar confusing?
Because he was talking to her the whole time.
Right.
What? No, he was standing right next to her and he's still talking to her. What the fuck are you doing, son?
He was trying to stop himself from leaving.
But he didn't. How do you do that when you're fucking standing right there? Hang on. Just don't leave then.
But he went back in time.
No, he didn't.
He was viewing the past.
Why?
To stop himself.
But how?
What do you mean? He was trying to communicate. Don't go. Stay
it's
home.
It's confusing.
Stay here.
It's confusing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Just like Terminator.
Understand.
You got this motherfucker going back in time and
yeah.
Arnold's raising, what was his name? Sean Connor? John Connor?
John Connor.
Bless you.
Sarah Connor.
Yeah. Raising him up and shit. I just don't like that crap. I think it's a cop-out story shit. I don't like it.
No, I think like you're it. Silly.
No, there's some good uses for it. Like Terminator was okay because that wasn't super confusing. What was the one
what
that was
you talking about? You were like ultra confused about it.
The newest one, Genesis.
Yeah.
Because she married Reese or something, didn't she?
No,
it didn't marry. It just got all freaky with him.
No, she
got freaky with him.
It was like the past had already changed based on what had happened in the first time.
Shut the fuck up. This is my point.
All right, fine. I'm just trying to help you out.
This is my exact point. The past has changed because of the future past changed 6.5 times E equals MC squared. Okay, bye now.
No, basically the robots are smart. They were finally...
Durr.
They were understanding that, you know, they were changing the past.
That's all Elon
Musk's
fault.
So they're like,
Musk's
okay, well, I'm going to change the past. So they started changing the past. And then the humans are like, no, well, we want to change the past.
Yeah, exactly.
So it just kept... Yeah,
it's stupid.
It's a snowball.
It is stupid.
Well, I agree, but I'm just saying.
I don't like it.
Anywho, back to Westworld. So we absolutely know that Bernard is spoilers. Get so much spoilers.
So much.
We know that Bernard is a robot. We haven't seen what they did with Teresa yet.
Well, yeah, we did. They came out and made up that story that she's dead.
Right. Well, yeah, true. Yeah,
they did.
Her body was there.
Yeah.
They
had
said
her
that
dead
she
body.
Slipped and fell and
But goddamn, son, she slipped and fell and her face was fucked up. I said she must have fell down fucking Mount Everest or something, because her face was jacked the fuck up.
And then Ford's little bit to the board lady, and I can't think of what her name is in the show right now, but to the lady who's representing the board.
She's peeing her pants is all I'm saying.
Yep. Ford is basically like, He's like doing all these like little grins at her, and it's like, oh, Hannibal my shit. God.
That
yes.
Dude plays that shit perfectly.
Yes. He is like the perfect, like, God complex kind of person.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, like the whole, I think they pretty much confirmed that White Hat is Black Hat. They didn't come out and say it, but I'm pretty sure that they kind of led up to it when Black Hat was explaining his whole situation
his
and
past
stuff.
Yeah. And I guess.
Because he said he's been going there for 30 years and blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like,
if
I wonder if.
Believe it yet.
I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't know. I just, like we said, don't question the fucking show because it's confusing.
Mm-hmm. Just watch it.
Just watch it. But yeah, I mean, this episode, it seemed like mostly filler. I wasn't super. Yeah. I mean, it was still good. Don't get me wrong. It just wasn't a whole lot of
forward progress.
Extra information presented to make you answer. It didn't really answer a whole lot of questions to me.
No, it. I think it's filling in, you know, it's filling in some of the gaps that they left from last episode, you know.
Although I did like how Black Hat explained, well, didn't really explain, but he saw a robot break out of its control shell.
Right.
Maeve.
Yes.
She, but did you recall that she was laying in that field and it was the maze?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because she became her own consciousness.
Yes.
And they couldn't control her. So I was like, damn.
Exactly.
So how did she get to the center of the maze?
Maeve?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I'm confused.
Like, I'm wondering if it has to do with like a strong emotion, like love for her daughter.
Anger,
you know?
Rage.
Like she was love. Able to actually channel her emotions into what was she was actually experiencing rather than what they were telling her loop was. You
yeah,
know?
I don't know. It's just crazy.
Right. I don't know.
Because she found the center of the maze in that moment.
So in my mind, well, yeah, exactly. So Maeve is the person who the maze is meant for. Is what I think.
Well, she already completed the maze.
Yeah, I guess so.
She's done. Well, look what happened. Yeah, see, okay, so that did happen. This was a major thing. Is she broke out of her shell. They reprogrammed her to be able to reprogram other robots. So she's running around this motherfucker building an army now.
Yes.
That's yep. crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. That's and especially since now she can hurt humans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because she slit one of the handler's throats mm-hmm. in a way that, I mean, she didn't kill him, but it was kind of fucked. Oh, yeah, it fucked him up. He was going to die,
Yeah, if they didn't help him.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So she's got her, she's conscious, she's self-aware, she knows everything.
But she just got caught.
She didn't get caught yet, though.
Yeah, they came and got her, remember? No. They came and got her, they're getting ready to take her back. So when they take her back, they're going to realize, oh, shit. There's something wrong with her programming. Why is she at a 14 for intelligence?
I don't know. Did she get caught? I don't remember that part.
Yeah, at the very end. Remember, she...
Thanksgiving got me all fucked up. That turkey, man, melted my brain.
No, remember, at the very end, she slit the blonde, who was supposed to be like her best friend's throat.
Yes.
And the handler started to move in, but she made everybody start going nuts. And then they found her in her room and she pretended to freeze and they were getting ready to take her away. They said that they wanted to see her up top.
Oh, well, see, she's not technically caught then.
Not just yet, but she is being taken back to the top.
Well.
So this will be interesting.
So what is she going to do? She's probably going to kill that board member or something. Maybe.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
She's fucking crazy.
For a while.
But yeah. Oh, didn't they take out that explosive thing in her spine?
They did.
So maybe she's getting drugged back in there so she can bust out.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with her. But I thought that
that's
was
why
very...
she went into that operating thing. Yeah, that's exactly. Yep. Because they put her under.
Mm-hmm.
They changed her program. They got rid of that. Because I guess they put explosive devices in the spinal cords of all these in case they try to escape, they can blow them up.
Mm-hmm. Well, ooh. But why, in case they try to escape? It's like, where would they go? You know, or maybe it's, I don't know.
It's a failsafe.
Yeah, but why would they try to escape if you have all control over them?
Because you never know. I mean,
I guess.
Programs are programs. So.
That's interesting. But no, the part about the writer... the guy who's the writer and makes all the storylines, how the board member went up to him and basically said, program this obsolete host and give him a backstory, make him, you know, somewhat have a personality and get him out of here. We want him out of here. He's going to be the package, basically, well, that holds all the programming.
Yeah, they're trying to smuggle. Right. Teresa failed in smuggling out all of Ford's creations.
Right.
So now they're trying to upload all of the data from all these other IP, you know, the IP of Westworld, which is the data that they've collected over the past 30 years into a host.
Yes.
And then get the host out.
Yes. They're going to try and smuggle this host out. But it's the host that went nuts.
Yeah. It was, when he saw that photo. It was right. Dolores' dad.
Exactly. So if they bring him back online and they try and smuggle him
out.
He's going to kill somebody. He's going to try and find Dolores, I think. I think there's going to be this whole snowball effect.
You think Ford's not going to know that he's the one that fucking decommissioned that thing?
Right.
He was involved in all that.
Yes. I know.
Oh, yeah. And like, they showed, didn't I think in the previews for the next couple episodes, they showed, what'd they do? They showed footage of Bernard questioning. Yeah, because Bernard still remembered that he killed Teresa.
Yes.
Well, they also showed, like, some of his memories talking to Dolores and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked uncomfortable. When Maeve was losing her shit, he looked really uncomfortable. Like, mm-hmm. It was making him feel like, wow, this person or this robot feels bad.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would he feel bad?
Right.
Because that's not Bernard. That was Arnold.
Well, it could be.
I'm telling you, I bet money that dude is Arnold, because he was like almost emotional about it. You could see it. His emotions showed that he felt for that robot.
Right.
And to me, the person, he felt for the robot. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to give these fuckers consciousness and they're going to get the hell up out of here because we created something that we did not know the consequences to.
Right.
I'm telling you, I swear that's what it is.
Yeah. No, it'll be interesting to see. There's something I was going to say about Bernard, and I forget.
Well, was that during flashbacks in his memory, in the robot's memory? I feel like it was.
I think so.
Yeah. So what did he do? Implant Arnold's consciousness into Bernard? Because Arnold had, like, that base knowledge of how to build these things?
I don't know.
See, this is
fucked up. Stop asking questions.
I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think Bernard is Bernarnold.
Bernarnold?
Yes, Bernarnold. I do think that's probably true.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Ford, he keeps quoting Julius Caesar,
mm-hmm.
like constantly. He constantly is quoting that play. And, you know, everybody knows Julius Caesar, the act where, you know, the second in command, Brutus, stabs Julius.
It's going to happen.
So.
And he's going to say, et tu, Brute.
Right. But is it that Ford stabbed Arnold in the back? Is that why he keeps, is that the correlation? Or is it that Bernard is going to stab Ford in the back, already is?
Well, he also, another thing that a lot of people noticed was, I didn't notice this because I got the attention span of a ferret, but Ford, he references, he says, I built this place.
Yeah.
And then sometimes he's like, when he's around Bernard, we built this place.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, you and Arnold built this place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, he keeps flip-flopping. When he's with Bernard, we built this place. It's really weird how it's like, Bernard didn't build this place. Arnold and Ford built that place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like they're poking at it. They're like, it might be something to where they're just, you know, leading you along, and then they're like, no, that's just a robot he made. But
people, I feel like I read an article, not recently, when this whole thing first started, Westworld first started, that Ford showed Bernard a picture, and Bernard,
he didn't see one person.
Right.
Yep.
Who was the one person? Did Arnold. You see it?
I I read about that too.
Right. But did you see it in the photo? I didn't see it in the photo because I guess we were seeing it from Bernard's point of view.
I don't know. I have to look back at it.
I know. I've been dying to do this, but I keep forgetting.
Well, we're going to do that shit after this episode is over.
Okay. Good job.
But yeah.
Fantastic. Let's remember to do that.
But yeah, that, I mean, the episode was pretty good. It was just kind of a lot of fluff stuff, but there were some interesting things too. Like Maeve pretty much has full consciousness. She's building a fucking robot army. Holy mm-hmm. shit. Here we go. Terminator times four.
Mm-hmm.
Times four.
Well, it's kind of interesting that they said one of the things about Maeve is that she gets into her memories and she relives them. And they said that that's, you know, one of the things about these hosts is that when they get into, I guess, a memory, quote unquote,
they can't tell the difference.
Right. They can't differentiate because
between memory and real life,
their mind is so complex. It's different than a
program.
Human mind. Right. They actually relive their experiences.
Yeah,
that's
why Dolores was going mad.
Right.
Because she kept remembering, but not really knowing what was now, what was past, what is she even...
Yeah.
Yeah, what is what is current, stuff like that.
Right.
It was really cool, though. I mean, I thought that it's almost... You almost do feel bad for these robots, because mm-hmm. you're like, these fuckers are actually jacked up.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Arnold, I don't think Ford he didn't program all that shit in there because he wants to be God. That's
right.
His goal. I want to control motherfuckers, you know, I want
right.
to be God. So I don't think putting those memories in there,
that's what they were called, reveries.
Yeah, but I don't think Ford did that. Because
I don't either.
And Ford probably, he pretended like he did it to keep
right.
that shit under wraps.
I think Arnold did it from wherever he is.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing about Bernard, too, is Ford wiped his memory, but he still remembered.
Yep.
That's weird.
Yep.
So Ford is trying to keep control, but it's not working.
Yep, Arnold's doing something.
But where the fuck is Arnold?
Right. He's in the maze.
Oh, yeah, and then they showed, like, Bernard asked Ford, have I ever heard anybody else?
Right.
And Ford said no.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed kind of a flashback of...
him hurting Elsie.
Somebody choking out Elsie, which we can all assume that it was him.
Right.
So, we don't know if she's dead or not, but I'm pretty sure she's probably dead.
Yep.
She's on vacay right now.
Uh-huh, supposedly.
She's taking some leave
mm-hmm.
forever.
Oh, and then the QA guy, or the QC guy, he is on, I think he's on to Bernard, because he said that he knew about him and Teresa, and Bernard was like, yeah, Teresa and I were just really good friends, you know, I respected her, you know, it's sad that she died, no big deal. But the QC guy was like, no, you guys were fucking, he basically said you guys were really close.
I don't know, maybe that's on purpose, though.
No, because remember, Ford said to him, you know, I'll make it so that it doesn't hurt anymore to Bernard. I'll make it so that, you know, the closeness that you and Teresa shared, you don't feel.
Yeah, so maybe that was a slip up on Ford.
Uh-huh, because this QC, he might not have known that the QC guy knew about Bernard and Teresa.
Ford didn't, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So Ford wiped that out of Bernard without thinking that...
somebody else knew.
Yeah, someone else knew. It's fucking interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep watching that shit. If you don't watch it, you go buy HBO right now. Watch that shit.
Sunday at 9. Love that thing.
Walking Dead.
Fuck it.
It's boring.
Fuck it.
I am so... Okay, so an article just came out also about The Walking Dead. Like, last Sunday's episode was their lowest rating ever.
We didn't watch it on Sunday.
Well,
we normally do, but
yeah,
we don't.
11 million viewers. That sucks. Well, it's probably not their lowest ever, you know, when it first started, it built up, blah, blah, blah. But their ratings are sliding like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why. I'm just so bored with it.
I know.
It's terrible.
I know. It's boring. It really is. There's never any, like, huge forward progression. It's always the same thing. It's just, yeah.
Honestly, I think that they need to wrap it up. I'm not joking, because
yeah.
If they want to end on a high note, they need to fucking hurry up and wrap it up, because it's getting to a point to where I'm like, how much longer can I watch the same shit over and over again?
Right.
Big bad guy. Okay, mm-hmm. Rick and them, they're going to fucking whoop his ass, whatever. Then we're going to go back to, oh, we got a good society again. We're going to make gardens. We're going to grow cucumbers and sit on them and twirl. And it's like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm. There just needs to be more, like, moments.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. They need to, fucking Kirkman needs to come out and say, this is how it started. They need to almost discover how it started.
Right.
And almost maybe to somehow discover, like, a cure. Not a cure, but some way to wipe them all out so they can just start. I don't know. Do no. something, then kill everybody. I don't give a fuck. Just end it.
No, I don't even know if it needs to be ended. It's just like...
No, it needs
I'm
to go.
I'm not talking about a Negan moment every single episode either. I'm talking about just like
Negan
some
moment. That's
sort of like...
Writing.
You know, like some sort of moment like that. I don't know. It's just they don't have many of those moments anymore. Back, you know, in the early days, you always had that kind of moment where Rick was in the tank and Glenn's voice comes over the radio. You're like... Wow, there's other people, you know? Yeah. I mean, there was always a moment. And I don't know if it's just because, like you said, the story or the show has... Well, yeah, the show's progressed for so long now. Or if the writers are just... I don't know. I feel like you gotta have those moments.
Their shocker moments are killing characters. That's it.
Right. Their shocker moments are killing characters in ways to the extent now that it's just like, it's gross. It's just, it's too much. They go overboard.
Even if they didn't kill Glenn and Abe the way that they did, it's still, that's still their total shocker moments.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, you guys got to fucking figure out a way to make it better than that.
But that's the thing, though. They think that, they know that that's their only shocker moments that they have anymore. So they have to make them, like, bigger and, you know, more extreme than before, ever before. That is not the way to go.
No, because look what happened.
Uh-huh. That people is not the way to go.
People are literally dropping that show like it's not, like it's...
Yep.
I mean, I've got buddies that I've, like, did you watch Walking Dead? Who do you think you'd kill? And you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching that shit anymore. It's boring. Yep. I mean, it's... And that's another thing is, like, it's... It's the same thing. It's always depressing.
Yeah.
I kind of get tired of it. See, that's why I like Westworld, because it's kind of cool. It's something totally different. It's sci-fi.
Right. Exactly.
You never know what's going to happen.
Like, right.
It's weird. It makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, I'm kind of over it. I mean,
honestly,
I'll keep watching it for something to watch, you know, but.
The last shocker moment that wasn't something like so out there and extreme too much to handle was when Michonne and Rick hooked up. I mean, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's not really a shocker moment.
No,
was
but
like, oh,
it's
that's
like,
fucking badass.
Right. It's like you got two badass members coming together. Fucking A, let's go.
They should make a little katana wielding baby. That would be legit. Maybe he'll use nunchucks or something with blades on the end of them.
Okay, gotcha.
Holy shit. Or lightsabers. That's what they should do. That should be their
Stop
shocker
it.
Moment.
Shh,
bring
no
Darth
more.
Vader in or something.
I'm cutting you off. You're done. So no, I just feel like they need moments like that where it's, you know, that was almost like a kind of uplifting, you know, you have the two badass people that are coming together. It's like, it's a little uplifting and we can move on.
I don't know. I'm just, I'm over it. I seriously am over it. But I mean, I keep watching it because it's the only other thing on television right now.
Yeah. For us that we enjoy.
So,
but Badlands is coming back.
I like that. Just, I see, and I didn't, the story was stupid. Yeah. I mean, no, I think the premise was pretty neat.
Yeah.
But.
The execution
was crap.
Yeah.
The writing was garbage.
The cinematography is really pretty,
the
though.
The fight scenes are legit.
Yeah, the cinematography is awesome.
They're legit.
Yeah. But other than that, it's kind of, but.
It's shite.
Again, something to watch, but.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, I mean, whatever.
We'll stick with Westworld, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, HBO needs to come out with something else, too, though. They
yeah.
need to cover, like, year-round.
I
need something
to watch
new,
that
though.
Divorce show.
Have fun.
With Sarah Jessica Parker. It looked funny.
Have fun.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, give me something.
All right,
give
so.
Give me something.
A while ago, I had talked about the, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was SpaceX, but, you know, space travel in general.
SpaceX.
About how we're trying to go to the one planet way out in the next galaxy.
Mars.
I need to send you back to school, I'm thinking, because that was a little much.
No, but we are trying to go to Mars.
Well,
that's
yeah,
like our, that's
but that's
like
not
our,
another galaxy.
That's like our most close goal. I don't know what you call it, but that is
yeah.
fairly obtainable. Currently.
Right. No, I mean, who didn't see that one coming? You
I
know?
Thought that it was kind of wild, though. Like, Musk came out and was like, yeah, I mean, SpaceX is pretty much probably going to pioneer this, going to Mars.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they're going to work with NASA, but they're, you know, he pretty much came out and said, people are going to die.
Well,
yeah. And, you know, it's kind of funny because people don't really realize that.
What?
That people are going to die. That's how it works. I mean,
yeah.
You're going to this uncharted fucking territory.
Right.
I mean, we can't
colonize another planet.
Yeah, we can't even make it to the moon without with 100% perfection. You know what I mean? And that's fucking close. I can throw a rock and hit the moon. You know, I mean, think about going to Mars.
Right.
And you're going to sit there and try to colonize it, start up a whole new society up there and all that shit. That is wild.
Well, this is not necessarily that they're going to space. There was just this article that went out. And I don't think, yeah, it was it yesterday or today? What's today? 25th?
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay, anyways.
Black Friday.
Went out the 25th. Went out the 25th. But anyways, SpaceX is going to basically do a surface water and ocean topography vehicle into low Earth atmosphere orbit, and it's going to be the first ever global survey of Earth's surface water in hopes that it can improve ocean circulation models and weather and climate predictions and aid in freshwater management around the world. Why haven't we done this yet?
Who the fuck knows? We know nothing about our planet anyway.
That's my thing. Like, back in the day, long time ago, high school.
Megalodon's real, fuckers.
I think so. I think it was a goldfish gone, you know, mutant. But anyways, we won't get into that. don't look at me like
that's
that.
That's that fucking evolution of, what is it?
No.
Magikarp. Yeah, it is.
No. Well, okay,
fucking
fine.
Gyarados.
Okay, yeah.
That shit's real.
We're bouncing all over the place right now.
Pokemon candies.
No, back in the day, we took oceanography in high school, and we know more about our galaxy than we do about our oceans.
Yeah, but, I mean, is that true, though?
I don't know.
Is that, I mean, how true can that actually be?
Especially since how vast a galaxy
is. Yeah, I know. I mean, because like, it's like, did you take a fucking sample of that shit? Did you?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you got samples of Mars and stuff because you got the rovers up there. Do they have samples? I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, you sent a probe out there.
Right.
Big fucking deal. You know? I mean, that's cool as shit. Don't get me wrong, but.
That doesn't mean that you know more about space than you do about waters.
You think you know more about space.
Yeah.
Do you know for sure? Did you go out? Did you send somebody to fucking Pluto and walk that shit?
Right. So, no, I don't know. I like the idea of space travel. We need to know more about space. You know, that's all. That's awesome.
But
I think it's cool.
Here?
Exactly. But what about our oceans? We don't even have a freaking survey of the actual ocean circulation. Like, we don't have a survey of all the fresh water in the world. I mean, how have we not done this yet?
I don't get it. I want to know what the fuck is down deep.
No, I don't.
I do. I really do, because
I don't.
You know that shit is fucked
up. Yep, that's scary.
Because those whales that come up and they have all those, like, battle scars from eating those giant squids, and they're the fucking tentacles, the suckers on them.
Yep.
They're, like, bladed. And they've got scars that are massive. Imagine that squid. Holy shit, son. That's a fucking ton of calamari.
Ooh, yummy. The idea that we know more about space than we do about our oceans, I really can't wrap my head around that. That's possible.
I'm sure we know a lot about space, but I mean, I think that we do spend a lot more money on space stuff than we do on learning about our own planet. That's for sure, especially the ocean.
We've
got stuff that can go down there. Send a probe underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the fuck?
Into the Marianas Trench.
Yeah, deep down. Drive that bitch. I want to know.
Oh, my God.
I really do. I mean, if you think about it, because that is here.
Yeah.
I want to see that shit.
That's scary. What if we find, what was that, Pacific Rim?
Kaiju?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to be a pilot. I'm going to be a Jaeger. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm jizzing. I hope that is down there because I want to fight them motherfuckers.
That's too much. Oh my God. I don't know why that's like so freaky to me. The idea of, there was a movie way back in the day, and I don't know if it was Disney or not. I don't think it was. But anyway, it's called The Abyss, and they were in the Mariana Trench, and they,
I think I remember this.
Yeah.
That was a scary movie, wasn't it?
I mean, a thriller. Yeah. Suspenseful.
There's shit down there we have no idea exists. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they can't. It's wild as shit because we have gone miles deep and we've tried to take clams and shit up and they explode.
Right.
Because they live under tons and tons and tons of pressure.
Yep. Now, my thing is there's these pools of, there's like water underwater.
Yeah.
Of these pools, and they're, I think they're two, they have a higher salinity or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
And things just bounce off of them that we try and send in there. What if it's another dimension? Okay, sorry.
That's the kaiju shit.
I swear we're not high right now.
I don't know. That's wild, though.
It is. It's insane. It really is.
Yeah, I really do want to see what's down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
I'm curious what this topographic mapping will actually do.
It's not going to do anything for that, I don't think.
I wish it would, though, because we need more marine biology science to figure out what's going on and what's down there.
I think you're going to have to send something physically down in there.
Yeah. Well, like you said, if we can send a probe into space, why can't we send one into the Mariana Trench?
They should.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it because, what if we find something we don't really want to fucking know? But you never know.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It'd be kind of cool to see a fucking 80-foot shark.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would. I mean, I don't think they're deep sea like that, though. But
no, I don't.
Who
think
knows?
Cool.
I mean, no one knows what's down there.
Yeah, I got the jeebies. To kind of go along with this, I found an article about great sci-fi movies you may have missed in 2016, but you shouldn't have. I'm going to say some of these titles, and you tell me if any of these sound interesting, and I'll tell you kind of like the synopsis of it, okay?
No.
Synchronicity.
That sounds like swimming, so no, I'm good.
Laser Team.
Okay, I'll go to fucking Laser Quest.
So you don't want to hear about it?
Not really.
Okay. Southbound.
Eastbound and Down?
The Witch.
I'm good.
10 Cloverfield Lane. That one was kind of a big one. Everybody knew about that. Midnight Special.
Tell me about that one. I feel like I've heard of it, though.
Is a film very much made in the mold of 1980s sci-fi with a little more heart and modern effects. It's about a boy with special powers and the people who are ready to give their lives to get him where he needs to be.
I'm good.
Okay. The Lobster.
Red Lobster?
Hardcore Henry. Stop it.
Oh, my God. Hardcore Henry. I like that movie.
That wasn't really sci-fi.
I don't think so.
Well, I guess he was a robot, right?
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking brutal. I have never felt more uncomfortable watching a movie like that.
That movie was horrible.
The beginning credits, when the dude gets stabbed in the neck, made me fucking uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It gave me, like, ow.
Yeah.
Like the jeebies.
Yeah.
Because it looked real. I mean, it all pretty much looks real now, but.
Well, and it was first person kind of experience.
It just makes me feel weird.
It makes me nauseous. I hated that movie.
I thought it was kind of cool seeing a fucking filmed with a GoPro, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Elm Tree.
Don't know what that is.
1976.
No, I'm good.
High Rise.
Don't care.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, okay.
That was a good movie, I'm just saying.
I liked it.
Swiss Army Man, and it's got it looks like, what's his name? Daniel Radcliffe, is that his name?
The Harry Potter guy?
Yeah, it looks like him, and he looks jacked up in this.
He looks jacked up?
He looks bad. I mean, look at that.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
He looks sick. He looks like he has hepatitis or something.
He might. Ask him. He probably went to Tropical Smoothie.
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, that's that animated movie, isn't it?
Yeah. That's all. Okay, well, you didn't seem very interested in any of them.
No, I don't care.
Okay, I want to tell you about High Rise because it looks interesting, too. The messed up exploits of an apocalyptic apartment building are the subject of this visceral thriller starring Loki, a.k.a. Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
Mm-hmm. I know you know who
that is. Oh, Loki, son.
but it's messed up exploits of an apocalyptic apartment building.
That sounds retarded.
What, do they go in between each other's apartment buildings and there's zombies floating around? Or
I don't like it.
That sounds really silly.
But I really want to watch it now because it sounds fucking dumb as hell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was kind of a fail. I was expecting you to want to be more interested in some of these movies.
But... Well, we watched a few of those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
TMNT?
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Well, we're at 35 whole minutes.
Are we really?
Yeah, you got something else?
Yeah, I have one more thing. Normally we end with either, you know, a quote.
No, we don't. Don't pretend like we end with anything.
Okay, we tried to at the beginning when we started this to end with quotes or a joke or what have you. I want to end.
Well, hang on.
Yes, hon.
So I went to make tea today, right? Out of the Keurig.
Uh-huh.
And I pour, you know, I push the button, I put my tea in, I push the button, and I'm about to drink it, and there's a fucking fingernail floating in my shit.
One, those were your fingernails that you had pried off your own fingers and left on the little end table. Two, you had coffee that morning in said cup. The cup was empty and sitting on that said end table. I put the fingernails in the cup because I was gonna put the cup into the dishwasher where it belongs.
But you're the one that always complains, you use too many glasses. I'm trying to be resourceful here. And you sit there and put fucking fingernails in my damn
cup. How was I supposed to know you were gonna want tea at 9 o'clock at night?
It wasn't even 9 o'clock at night yet because our daughter wasn't even in bed. So calm down over there.
Well, regardless, just here. I just want you to say this one word, okay?
Penis.
No, say that word.
Mischievous. Why?
So you said, say it again.
Mischievous?
I say mischievous.
Mischievous.
Ah, fuck that shit.
I win.
Mischievous.
That's not real. It's mischievous.
I win. Fucking Merriam-Webster. Webster.
Yeah, see, you can't even say that shit. Spell that fucker.
Ha, I win.
All right.
Later.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.